Counteract. This is Joel with Overcome Evil with Good. So we're going to talk about mostly counteracting stress today, but there's a principle of counteracting on something. Okay, so one word, counteract. To counteract just simply means to reduce its force or to neutralize it. I like to look up words a lot of times because it helps me draw in word pictures in my mind. So when I need to do something, I will put the picture in my head. Okay. So one of the things that I have learned to live by in the past year is a simple saying that don't wish things would get better. Wish that I would get better. Okay, so I need to get better because things are always going to have, you know, there's going to be trouble. There's always going to have opposition in this world. All right. And so I've got to get better. And so when I think about counteract, you know, it's producing the opposite effect. So if I'm thirsty, I'm going to drink, or, you know, dehydrated, I'm going to drink some water and I'm going to counteract the dehydration by hydrating myself. If I'm counteracting somebody that's coming at me, you know, in a physical force, the goal is to neutralize it depending on, you know, if it's something that's really easy to take down, or if there needs to be, you know, other measures to neutralize the attack, then that's what needs to be done, right? So when you think about stress, I want you to think about pulling out the tools, the process of counteracting that stress, okay? So counteracting stress involves understanding the causes of it and the strategy of how to manage that impact. Because let's face it, the stress that you take care of today, there's one waiting for you tomorrow. I mean, sometimes we see that when stress starts happening, it almost bottlenecks and then one thing after the other. And usually what happens is there's a breakdown in our managing of that stress. How do I know? Because I am here telling you that I have done this multiple times. Things would pile on me, just issues, you know, with just random things, work, children, you know, as I've gone through my own stress issues with going through court and battling through divorce and fighting with a child, fighting over a child and getting the winning the battles in court. And so then there's everyday challenges, things like health concerns, personal relationships, work pressures. You know, my work pressure happens at least every month to a degree, is I have to have a certain number at the end of the month. And guess what? That it ended up very good this past month. But then February 1st, it starts over. So how do I manage that stress? And that's what I'm working on. And I'm working on some of these things because some of the symptoms, think about our behavior, anxiety, irritability, fatigue, changes in sleep patterns. So managing your stress effectively requires a more proactive approach that includes adjusting what's between your ears, and that's your mind or your mindset, establishing a process to deal with these stressors. So I hope in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to understand how to adjust that mindset. We're going to do a little bit of establishing a process of managing stress. And then, we'll finish up with obviously how we can overcome evil with good. So how can we overcome stress and make it fuel us for every day, okay? So first of all, adopt a growth mindset. So when you adopt a growth mindset, you're understanding the challenges, but you're also seeing them as opportunities for learning and growing. Embrace the idea that your abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. I can tell you the percentage to goal that I got in my sales last month. Yes, I thank God for that. But I also will tell you that it took a lot of work and it wore me out. But also, number two, practice mindfulness. So focus on the present moment and without judging yourself. Like right now, I don't have any sales. It is what, the fifth of the month. And I don't have any sales. And so that anxiety starts, you know, rising up, because usually I like to have one in the first few days, and that gets me out of the zero. And so I got something, what we call, on the board. And so sometimes I just have to stop and just work the process of sales and say, Joel, if you're doing this right, you know, you're going to end up having more than likely a good outcome. And if you don't, you did the best that you could. So as long as I'm doing the work, there's more than likely I'm going to see results. Okay. And so during the day, sometimes I get up and I walk. Sometimes I just sit there and I breathe. I do the inhale, the fast inhale, the slow exhale. And when I start getting a little bit of overwhelmed, I make sure that I'm drinking plenty of water. And one thing that I forget a lot of times when I'm working is eating. And that always causes more stress. Another thing that I have learned is to reframe my thoughts. Now, with change comes challenge, but you can also challenge your negative thought patterns. Now, this takes work, and this is where people are like, but I can't help it. I just go to this. Well, you got to change it. You know, I mean, what else, you know, I know this is a simple illustration, but if you put a laundry basket in the middle of your hallway and you had to walk around it every single time, and sometimes you bumped your toe or you bumped the wall from going around it, well, move the laundry basket. It's amazing. It'll be a clear path. One of the pet peeves that I had when I had children when they were young was when they would put things on the stairs. And not only is it dangerous, but man, you go to step down and you don't know what you're about to step on, or that thing might make you go on down the stairs, and that has happened to me. And so one of my rules was nothing goes on the stairs, you know, especially the stairs to the basement, because the stairs to the basement, you open the door, you take a step down, it's a little bit darker when you first go to step in, and oftentimes you don't see, and you're, you know, more often the issue is not going up the stairs that's the problem, it's going down the stairs, because you can go down a lot quicker than you planned on, and not even upright, and that's part of the problem there. But anyways, change your thought patterns. Cognitive restructuring is a technique. That's where you go against your normal thought patterns. You change, and so you're reframing it. That's what this whole podcast really is about, overcoming evil with good. Because if I focus on evil, we can magnify it, or we can magnify the good that can come out of the evil, right? You can take things that happened to you and that was, you know, you were a victim of, and truly a victim of, but you don't have to stay a victim. You can be a victor in the things that, you know, knocked you down. That is what reframing your thoughts is all about. This can help view those stressors in a more positive and actually a realistic light. you know, sometimes people lose jobs and they get all concerned and so forth. And then later on, you find out they're like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I lost that job because now I'm in a lot better job. So reframe and say, when things happen to you, look for the good in it. See, I'm a believer that God works all things together for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. So if I have that mindset, when I have things that are setbacks, delays, misunderstandings, oh, at the time, you know, I'm human. I have, you know, those gamut of emotions start happening. But when I take a breath, I try to restructure and try to reframe it. You know, it's amazing how much stress that takes off, okay? So establish a process to manage that stress, okay? I have often said, even in these podcasts, that why can 14, 15-year-olds basically run a McDonald's? Because the fact of the matter is someone taught them a process. And if you've ever worked at somewhere like that, you know, it's they take all the thinking of out of it. You don't have to guess how long the hamburger should be on the grill. It automatically, the clam style grill automatically raises once you push it down. There's a timer on it. Same thing with the French fries. Same thing with when you go to put ketchup on it, you don't think, and oh, I wonder if this is enough ketchup. You give it one full squeeze of the ketchup gun, the mustard gun. And so there's not, they take all the thinking out of it. You put, you know, two pickles, this amount of, you know, onions on it. You use this bread for this type of sandwich. You use this bread for this type of sandwich. And so it takes all of the stress out of it, if you will, because if they order one thing, you know the process. So when things happen to you, if you've worked stresses, the process of that stress out, like one thing that I haven't mastered is the stress of the job, right? And so, okay, Joel, last month, 3 days before, you know, the end of the month, I had everything, you know, there, but I didn't have the actual agreement signed. So the contract wasn't signed and I was only at 60%. Well, by the close of the month, you know, I was well over 200% because I worked the process. Now, granted, don't think that I didn't have stress in between because I wouldn't be telling the truth. And yes, I did have a lot of stress. But identify them stressors. What causes you to be stressed? Have you ever thought about journaling and saying, this stresses me out, this stresses me out, this stresses me out? Start with a few simple ones. I mean, maybe it's three, the top three stressors. And then maybe you can elaborate on these small things later. But, you know, one of the things that's smaller but important is food stress. I have allergies to certain foods. Last year, I became, you know, where I can't have any kind of wheat. I can't have eggs. I can't have seafood of any kind. And, you know, oh my gosh, that stresses me out when I go to work and they serve pizza or they serve all of this bread type things that I can't have. Well, if I know that they're going to have a meal there and serve us lunch, I can offset that by bringing my own food. So I'm not sitting through that hungry, wishing that I could eat the food. It's simple things like that. You know what to do when something happens. That's what, you know, training of the military. If they weren't trained at certain things, they would have a lot higher levels of stress. But because they're trained, when this happens, we do this. When, you know, engaged by the enemy in this format, this is what we do. So there's protocols, all right? Certain protocols that you develop for yourself. And then set some priorities and boundaries. Learn to say no to tasks that overextend you. just say no. It's one of the greatest things that I ever learned, and I still do it to myself occasionally, but I'm pretty good at saying, you know what? I can't do that. That takes too much time and energy. I would love to do that, but I simply can't. And develop healthy habits. One of the things that we can eliminate stress is eating right, sleeping right, drinking water, liquids, you know, and avoiding the things that a lot of unhealthy things that people do, which is, you know, coping mechanisms like, you know, alcohol, drugs, excessive caffeine, etc. Okay. One of the other things that I have found out that is a stress reducer, if you've got the right kind of connection with others, healthy people. When you're around healthy people, you know, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Okay. And so when you're around healthy people that think healthy and that want the best for you, that's more than likely going to be your outcome. And so consider yourself, very blessed and fortunate when you have a good social group that makes you feel, have a belonging and self-worth. Take time for yourself. Do things and activities that you enjoy and that make you relax. I've got a friend. He's a business owner. He does a lot of business, and one of the concerns I had for him, I said, you go on a lot of vacations, but you don't do things that you like to do on even a weekly basis because you're drowning yourself in business matters. His brain doesn't stop, so he's constantly doing that, but he's got to take some time for himself. And learn some relaxation techniques. So learn to relax. I mean, there are days that you just need down days, that you do silly things, nothing. Do something that reduces or offsets or counteracts that stress. So if you know taking a walk will counteract the stress, go out. Go out in nature. Go to the gym. Do things that are healthy counteractions. See, what a lot of people do, they think that I had a stressful day, therefore, I'm going to consume alcohol to bring down stress. Well, you know, it does for the minute, but then it's not really counteracting it. It's a false. It's a lie. Okay, it works at first, and so we like that type of thing that reduces those stressors. But in actuality, it's not taught you how to deal with it. It's really teaching you how to avoid it. And so that's not healing. That's avoiding. So just FYI, okay? And adopt a problem-solving technique. Techniques such as deep breathing, as I talked about, muscle reaction, relaxation, like when you tighten your muscles before you go to bed or stretch, visualizing in your mind positive outcomes of things. They all of these help reduce symptoms of stress. Think about it. If right now your boss came to you and it was all a joke, but they said tomorrow morning you have to put on a big presentation in front of, you know, a very large group of people, maybe some important people, your stress level is going to rise, okay? And then you're going to feel all of that. It didn't happen yet, but you're feeling it before it happened, and you go into panic mode. So our mind is very powerful. We already played it out in our head and how we're going to fail and how we're going to look stupid, or we don't know what we're talking about and all that good stuff, right? Well, if you do the opposite and think about positive outcomes, think about, you know, good things happening, it can relax your body. And that's kind of how you have to do things. you learn to manage that stress that way. And accept what you cannot change is also reducing unnecessary stress. So just accept, hey, I can't change my children. I can't change that ex-spouse or the current relationship that you're in, or whatever it is. I don't know, the job situation, a person at work. I can't change, you know, certain things. And then when you can change it, do the best that you can to change it, okay? So we know that these things can often overtake our life. And how do they really overtake our life, these stresses? Because they crowd our mind. And we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, there's one thing that we often, a word in the English language that we abuse, and the word is hope. We use the word hope like, I hope so, I wish that would happen. Well, the Bible actually uses it in a correct way, and that is a no-so hope. That is a no-so type of hope. We have hope that Jesus Christ is coming back for his people, okay? We have hope in that, not wishful thinking. We know this is going to happen. And when you know that God is going to get you through things, no matter how dark things seem to be right now, and you visualize that, you start thanking God for that, you start praying about that, and you start asking God, how can I change my circumstances? And if you're not finding anything, there's where you need just to rest in him and have hope in him. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you wait upon the Lord, God will sustain you. He is our very present help in time of trouble. Learn to not only read the Word of God, but learn to meditate. What is meditating? Because the Bible says that we're to meditate on the Word. Is that putting your hands out in the air and sitting Indian style and humming? No. You could be doing some breathing techniques and doing some meditation that way and visualizing things, but it's visualizing God's Word. God said this. And then you take a deep breath and trust that his word, that he's going to carry it out, no matter how you feel. Listen, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So we're taught to trust God, lean not on how we feel. And it says then, right after that, to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. Like, Lord, I need your help in this. Lord, I see you working in this. Lord, I don't understand this. That's how you acknowledge him. You're putting him, in other words, you're putting a filter on the way that you look at things when you acknowledge him. And it says that he will direct all your paths. And I can tell you this. You can take stress and you can let it pile on and you can let it do the physical, mental, emotional damage that it always does from the beginning of time. Or you can learn how to manage it. You can learn how to make it your friend for change. And that is what process that I think that I'm constantly trying to learn. And I'm trying to have that back to the adopt a growth mindset. I want to have a growth mindset in the things that I do because I won't be stuck there. Being stuck is never fun. But when you learn how to manage the stress, that's how you overcome evil with good. Until next time.